Odds and Ends. Books. Growing Together Across the Autism Spectrum, A Kid's Guide to Living With, Learning From, and Loving a Parent with Autism Spectrum Disorder, by Elizabeth Marks. Lenexa, Kansas, AAPC Publishing. Narrated by a boy whose father is on the autism spectrum, this book promotes respect, affection, and accountability among all family members. The book celebrates the diversity of relationships that children can have with their parents and emphasizes that they are loved. According to one reviewer, this book is a must-have for every family, therapist, and teacher. See As No Other by Partho Bomick. Partridge, Penguin, http://www.seeasnoother.com. See As No Other is a book of photographs by blind students in Mumbai, India. It also highlights the work of outstanding blind photographers from around the world. The author believes that photography helps give dignity, a new voice, and hope to blind photographers. The book is available in print, ebook, and audio DAISY formats. In Touch with Pictures by Partho Bomick, Mumbai, India, Beyond Sight Foundation, ISBN 978-81-930431-0-3, http://www.naplstockimage.com/image-view/in-touch-with-pictures/55906. In Touch with Pictures is a multi-sensory collection of photographs. It includes raised pictures, audio description, large print, and braille to provide a holistic experience for blind and sighted audiences. Braille Books from Seedlings. Seedlings Braille Books for Children currently sponsors two programs that get free braille books into the hands of blind children. 2015 Book Angel Program for VI Children. http://www.seedlings.org/bkangel2009.php. P.O. Box 51924. Livonia, Michigan 48151-5924. Contact 800-777-8552. Thanks to Seedlings' generous donors, blind children in the U.S. and Canada can receive two free Braille books per year. Register your child or student by filling out the form on the Seedlings website and create a wish list of four titles. Orders will be filled as time and materials allow. Two books from your wish list will be shipped together via Free Matter for the Blind. Seedlings Adopt a Reader Program. Contact 800-777-8552, extension 301. info@seedlings.org. If you live in Michigan, Ohio, or Illinois, you may enroll your visually impaired child or student in Seedlings Adopt a Reader Program. Once Seedlings matches your child with one of its generous donors, he or she will receive a gift certificate for $100 worth of free Seedlings books. Submit the enrollment form with a photo of your child so the donors can learn a little more about their adopted reader. Only first names will be used, and your contact information will not be shared. Courses and Webinars. Transitioning from School Years to Adult Services, Hadley School for the Blind, http://www.hadley.edu, 800-323-4238. The Hadley School for the Blind is pleased to announce a new online course detailing how parents and professionals working with a child who is visually impaired or has additional disabilities can maximize the child's independence at home, school, work, and in the community. The course covers the core areas of education, advocacy, and preteen, adolescent, and adult programs, services, and activities. Familiarity with this material can help a parent or teacher prepare a child for a successful transition to adult services once traditional schooling ends. To learn more about this and Hadley's many other free courses, visit the Hadley website. Moving to Learn Series, Adapted PE for Students with Visual Impairments, American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. http://www.afb.org/store/pages/shopping-cart/product-details.aspx??product-id=MTOLSERIES. This four-part webinar series is designed to show how students with visual impairments can participate in regular physical education activities. The series is presented by known experts in the field of adapted physical education. The webinar includes an overview of adapted physical education for people with visual impairment, object control skills and motor development in children with visual impairments and blindness, locomotor skills and motor development in children with visual impairment and blindness, and physical activity for youth and adolescents with visual impairments. Foreign Language Study, http://www.duolingo.com. Duolingo is a free website that offers instruction in 14 languages, including Spanish, German, Italian, Dutch, and Turkish. Each lesson includes a variety of speaking, listening, translation, and multiple-choice challenges. When Flash is enabled, blind students can access the interactive speaking lessons. College. College Success Program for Students Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired. Learning Ally. http://www.learningally.org/collegesuccess.aspx. This program is based on research about the needs of blind and visually impaired students. It emphasizes self-advocacy, technology skills, extracurricular activities, and more. The curriculum includes guidance from blind mentors, several of whom are former NFB scholarship winners. Tactile Maps. Tactile and Talking Maps. San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind. Contact Greg Kieret, 415-694-7349, ais@lighthouse.sf.org. In partnership with the Smith Kettlewell Eye Research Institute, the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind designs and produces tactile maps of theme parks, transit systems, neighborhoods, floor plans, and more. These maps can aid mobility instructors and professionals looking to convey map information. Students can learn the layout of a neighborhood or a new school or campus. The maps consist of raised lines and four-color printing for high contrast. Audio information can be added, accessed with the aid of a LiveScribe smart pen. Natural Sounds, Macaulay Library. http://www.macaulaylibrary.org. The Macaulay Library is the world's largest archive of wildlife sounds and videos. Its mission is to collect, preserve, and facilitate the use of wildlife recordings for science, education, and the arts. If you want to identify the strange bird call you heard in your backyard, or if you'd like to find out what a nightingale sounds like, this is the site you're looking for. In addition to thousands of bird species from around the world, the library also contains recordings of mammals, amphibians, insects, and even fish.